Well, let's see. Today we're getting our second big storm. We had the big one yesterday, and we've got another one lined up right behind it. Hopefully it won't be as bad as yesterday. That was pretty difficult, and we had pretty steady 45 knots of wind with gusts into the 60s, and I think difficult because I guess it was not forecast, and so I did not, I had a plan for my sail selection, and I, when we got up to about 35 to 40 knots, did not take the next step, which was to put up the storm jib, and then we ended up being in a situation where I didn't think I was, would be able to get the third reef in the main down without perhaps sustaining damage, and so we just went rocketing off with way too much wind and too much sail, and very difficult. Went on for about 16 hours or so, very difficult.
And so how is it now?
Well, then through the night it got light, and when I went to look at the weather to see what was coming up next, we saw another one of these coming right behind, and so I took a bit of a detour. I'm sure it looks a little strange on the chart to get to the northeast, to get on the side of the next low that'll have following winds, or at least not adverse winds. Hopefully that will have happened. Back down to the third reef in the main, and just put up the storm jib about a half an hour ago again. We've got 40 knots of wind again, and the barograph is still going down.
You must feel like you're a little bit under siege in terms of the weather conditions.
Yes, I think that's pretty much correct. We had the staysail up with the three reefs of the main until just as I said about an hour ago. And, we're making incredible time, probably it's anywhere between 16 and 20 knots, putting incredible strain on the boat, terrible strain on the boat, and just didn't think it was, so went to the storm jib, and we're making about 12 and a half knots now, a minute to be sure, but everything's pretty much comfortable. It certainly took a lot of load off of everything. I think particularly with the older generation boats, don't have the hard chines to help support the lateral resistance factor. There's an awful lot of load that's put on the rudder laterally. So if the boat's heeling over a long way, I've got some dagger board down to try to help that. The heel's fully canted, so that's not helping at all. So an awful lot of load on that leeward rudder, and this just feels more seaman-like.